Today's shiur is in Masechta Yoma on Daf Samach. We are beginning in the middle of the Amud with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Maisei Yom HaKippurim, all the procedures of Yom HaKippurim, Ha'amur al HaSeder, which were said based on a certain order, and Rashi says the order of our Mishnah, the Meiri explains it actually means the various Mishnahs in our Masechta, which are all based on the Parshin Vayikra Perik Tez Zayin. So that order, as it is indicated in the Chumash and in the Mishnayos here, Masechta Yoma, Im Higdim Masel Chaveroi, if the Kohen Gadol would be Magdim, he would make earlier something, an Avodah that had to be done later, he was Magdim. For example, he had Avodas A, B, C, and he put C in front of B. And the Mishnah will soon give an exact marshal. Im hig de mas lechaveroi lo yasa klum. So the C that he put in front of B, that C, the one, the avoda that he advanced, is as if he didn't do it. Einichanami, later when he does B, after C, that B is not missing anything. In other words, the klal in our Mishnah is that something that comes later in the Seder must come in a certain order, and it must be preceded by other avodos. In order to make it effective, it has to first be based on what came before it. And if it jumps out of line and it advances itself, then the one that got advanced, the C in our mashal, would not be effective. The B, which has the A in front of it, that B would remain effective. Now the Mishnah cites a marshal. Higdim dam hasor l'dam hapar, if he was magdim the hazov the dam hasor before the hazov the dam hapar, so the dam hasor has been advanced, it's not effective. What should he do as a remedy? Yachzer v'yazim idam hasor l'achadam hapar. So there's left over the shrine still from the dam hasor that's left. So he should be mazeh again after he has been mazeh the dam hapar properly. Then he should follow it again with the dam hasor to make up for what he advanced incorrectly. And now the Mishnah goes into another problem that could happen. What happens if the dam is nishbach? If it spills out from the klishoris, ve'im ad shaloi gomar es hamatonis shebifnim. If the Kohen Gadol is in the middle of doing the eight hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bifnim, and in the middle of the hazois, nishpach adam, the dam got spilled, so yavi dam acher, he has to bring other blood. What it means here, he has to bring other blood, is that he has to shecht another par, and he has to bring that dam, because he has lost all the dam, and he has to go back, he has to start from the beginning and do all the eight hazois over. V'yachzer b'tchila mibifnim. And in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to start all over again. He's up to hazoa number four. He has to go back after he shechted a new par and has new dam. He has to go back and make hazoa from number one. V'chein b'heichol. And so, concerning the hazois on the parochas that are in the heichol, if he did not complete it and it got spilled, then he has to shecht another par, and he has to go back to the beginning of the Azos and the Heichel. However, he does not have to go back to the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's a separate set, as the Mishnah will soon say, and that he has done properly. But he does have to go back to the beginning of the second set in the Heichel. V'chein b'mizbeach hazov. So too, concerning putting the dam on the four kronos of the Mizbeach Hazov, and also putting the seven Hazos on the Toyer Shom Mizbeach, on the Rosh of the Mizbeach, if in the middle, that's all considered, the four corners plus the seven on top of the Mizbeach Hazov are all considered one unit, and if in the middle the Dam was Nishbach, he has to go back to the beginning of that set. However, he doesn't have to go back to the ones of the Heichol, and he doesn't have to go back to the ones of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now the Mishnah concludes, Shekulun Kapar Bifnei Atzman. Each set is its own Kapara, and the only place you have to go back to is to the beginning of that set. But the sets that you accomplish properly, you don't have to go back to the beginning of those sets. However, on the Tanakhama, there's a dispute from Rav Blazer, Rav Shimon. Rav Blazer, Rav Shimon, Oimrim, Imakim Shepasak, Misham, Hu Maschel. Lamashal, he's in the middle of the eight Hazaz in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's up to number four. And the Dam was Nishbach, so Einichanam, he has to shecht a new par. And he has to make new hazois, but the Reb Lozner and Reb Shimon disagree with the Tanakhama, whereas the Tanakhama said he has to go back to the beginning of that set from hazoah number one. Reb Lozner and Reb Shimon are of the opinion, no, that he go, if he's up to number four, he has to go back just to number four and complete the eight hazoahs, but he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the entire set. Tana Rabbanon begins the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Kol Maisa Yom Kippurim, Ha'amar Al HaSeder, all the procedures of Yom Kippurim, which were said in the Chumash and in the Mishnayos here in Masechta Yoma, which went through a certain order, Imhig de Mas L'Chaveri, if he advanced one avoda in front of the other one, Lo Yasa Klum. So the avoda that he advanced is as if he didn't do anything and he has to repeat and do that avoda again. That is what it said in our Mishnah, and on this statement of the Mishnah, we have a machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemia. When does this apply? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amasai, when is the Mishnah speaking about? That's only Bedvorim Hanasin, Bebigdei Lavan, Mi Bifnim. That's only concerning those avodas which the Kohen Gadol does with the big day lava and the white begad, the mibifnim, and Rashi explains lefnai lefnim. That's speaking about the avodas that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then the Seder is miyakiv, and if he advanced one avoda before another avoda, he's missing the correct Seder. He's missing the prerequisite of, in our marshal, of B coming before C. So C is lacking, it's faulty, and C has to be done over again. The one he advanced has to be done over again. Avol dvor manasim big delov mi b'chutz. But those things that are done in the big delov mi b'chutz, as Rashi explains, what are those things? Rashi says, kigon hagrola, the lots on the two seirim, and the vidui, the confession, shvicha shirayim, pouring the shirayim, on the yisod of the mizbeach, v'chol matnas haperoiches u'mizbeach hazov, all the matnas dam on the peroiches and on the golden mizbeach. So there, according to Rabbi Yehuda, im higde mas l'chaveri masha asu asui. There we do not say it's makiv, and there if he would do one thing in front of the other, he would do avoda C in front of avoda B. B'dieved avoda C is good, even though it was lacking in the correct order of having B before C. Rashi points out at the end of the Rashi we were just learning, the Ramasal Babig the Love Mibuchutz, Avil Bishitu Bhafina, Moidahu, Rav Yehuda agrees to what we're going to see Rav Nechemia Shita is that Shit and Chafina, which are done in the Big De Love Mibachutz, but since it's Tsairich Pnim, Kipnim Damu. Since it's necessary for the avoda that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is what the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Beis, that since it's Tzairich Pnim, it has a Halacha Pnim. And in Mela, for example, if he would do the Chafina before the Shechita, it would be invalid, and he would have to do the Chafina over again after the Shechita. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nechemia says, "Bamedvor mamurim." When did the Mishnah say that im higdem asel chaver lo yasel lo klum? That's bedvor manasim bebig de loven bein mibifnim bein mibechutz. According to Rav Nechemia, there is no difference whether it's big de loven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or whether it's big de loven outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It is always ma'akev. The only time it's not ma'akev the Seder is avol bedvor manasim bebig de zohav mibechutz. Those avodas that are done on Yom Kippurim in the big day zov mibachutz, there if he was magdim one to the other, b'dieved, what he was magdim is mashu asu asui, it is fine, he doesn't have to do that over. Rashi says, what is an example of this? In the bottom, Rashi, the big day zov mibachutz, three lines from the bottom, kigoyin eloi ve'eloam, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, eloi ve'eloam were done in the big day zov. And if shehigdim lenoi tzos kafu machta, the seder was, as we've learned before, that in the first in the big day zov was the tamid shoshachar, then in the big day lovin was the avoidus pnim, Then in the big day Zov was Eilev Eilav. Then in the big day Lavan was Doitzos Kafu Machta, taking it out from the Kodesh Kedoshim. And finally in the big day Zov was the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. What happens if he was Magdim? Hoitzos Kafu Machta, which was the fourth in the series of Avodas in the big day Lavan, he was Magdim that before the Eilev Eilav, which was in the big day Zov. So then we say it is not ma'akev to pasul, it is not a chesaron in the hoitzos kafu machta, that the hoitzos kafu machta did not have in front of it the eloi ve'elon which it should have had. B'dieved masha asu asi. So Rashi explains what does it mean big day zov mi b'chutz, that he was magdim a case of big day loven to big day zov. On this, the Ritva has two questions. Question number one, based on what we learned earlier in the Masechta, if this were the case, that he would be Magdim, the big day Lovin of Doitzos Kafu Machta, in front of the big day Zov of Eilev Eilaam, then it would come out that the Kohen Gadol would only make three tefillas on Yom Kippur and six Kedeshim. Because then the Seder would be that Tamid Shel Shachar big day Zov, then he makes a tefillah and Kiddush, two Kiddushim, to the big day Lovin of Davoides Pnim. He's still wearing the big day Lovin when he does the Itzos Kafumacht, if he does it in the wrong order. So there's no Tefillah or Kiddush Yodan Raglaim at that point. And then he goes to the big day Zov for Eloi Ve'Elo'am. And then when he's still in the big day Zov, he does the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So there's a total of three changes instead of five changes. So there'll only be three tefillahs and six Kiddush Yadav Raglayim, instead of the required five tefillahs and ten Kiddush Yadav Raglayim. So the Ritva asks, how could Rashi give that mashal? L'chora, the correct pshat in this sugya is, Avol B'dvorim Anasim B'Big Day Zov Mechutz, means that in the Big Day Zov itself, where there are many avodas, he did one avoda in that set of Big Day Zov in advance before the other one. That's a chayr what the Gemara means. Then there would be no problem of tefillos or kiddush adam reglaim. But according to Rashi, chayr it shver, because it'll come out, how could this be acceptable according to Reb Nechemya when he'll only wind up with three tefillos and six kiddush adam reglaim? On this, the Ritva answers that ein nechanami. Rashi will hold that the kiddush adam reglaim and the tefillos are not ma'akev. That is ein nechanami lechatchil avada. You need five and ten, but b'diavad if you had only three and six, b'diavad, you would be yotze. So this is not a problem. However, the Ritva says from the second question that he asks is from the Lashon of the Avol B'dvorim Hanasim B'Big Day Zov Mibuchutz, it would seem that both of the Dvorim that we're talking about are in the set of Big Day Zov, not that the Big Day Lovin is preceding the Big Day Zov. And therefore the Ritva feels the better pshat here in the sugya is, according to Reb Nechemya, that in the Big Day Zov itself, there was a hagdamah from one to the other. Rashi Avada would be moide, that according to Reb Nechemya, in that case, it's not ma'akev, but Rashi's trying to be mechadesh, that according to Reb Nechemya, even a hagdamah of Big Day Lovin to Big Day Zov would not be ma'akev. On this, the Ritva has difficulty with that pshat. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ushnem Mikra Echad Darshu, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya learned their halachas from the same pasuk. What is ma'akev in our Mishnah is learned from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oilam, that this seder should be to you a chok. A chok means chok v'loyaver. You must do it this way. And now there's some words missing from the pasuk. The pasuk actually continues, "Lechaper al bnei Yisrael mikol chatoisam," and then the Gemara concludes the pasuk, "Achas b'shana." So this is the pasuk which will be explained differently according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Nechemya as we turn to Daf Samach Amid Beis. How does Rabbi Yehuda darshan the pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda savar, Makom shemischaperim by pam achas b'shana. What does it mean, achas b'shana? That refers to the place. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the place that is only used for kapora once a year. So the big day loven that are used bifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on that it says chukas oilo. However, the big day loven which are used b'chutz in the heichol and the azor outside, Ein achinami. It is unique also. It's achas. It's the only time of the year that those begotim are not, are used. However, the pasuk achas is referring only to makom. It's not referring to the begotim, the big day kohen gadol of the big day lavan that he only uses once a year. That's how Rabbi Yehuda darshens it. Memela big day lavan and the heichol would not be ma'akev. Rav Nechemya Sover, Rav Nechemya disagrees. Rav Nechemya says, you know what Achas refers to? Devorim Hamischaprim Behen Pamach B'Shana. As Rashi explains, the fourth line of Rashi, Bein Amokim, Bein Abgadim. It's on things. It means anything that's unique one time a year, whether it's the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Big Day Lovin that are used Bifnim, or even Big Day Lovin B'chutz, but the Big Day Lovin, the Begadim themselves are unique. They're only worn once a year. So therefore, both Bifnim and Bechutz, if it's Big Day Lovin, is Ma'akev according to Rab Nechemya. Frey the Gemara, if this is the Pshat, which Rabbi Yochanan wanted to propose, we have a difficulty with that Pshat. Atul Rab Yehuda, Makom Ksiv. Does it then say in the Pasuk, Achas Makom, one place? It doesn't say Makom Achas. So how does Rabbi Yehuda get to explain it's Bedafke Makom? Maybe it's Taka like Rabbi Nechemya says, that anything that's Achas, anything that's unique, Dvorim, whether it's Makom or Begadim. And therefore, the Gemara considers a totally different pshat in how Rabbi Yehuda knows that only Big Day Lovin Bifnim is Ma'akev. The reason is because Rabbi Yehuda says there are two miyutim. In the Chukas Oilam of the Pasuk, there are two miyutim. Elohain, the time of the Rabbi Yehuda. The reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because Ksiv Zois. It says in the Pasuk, Vahoysa Zois Lachem Lachukas Oilam. So first you have one miyut from the word Zois, Uksiv Achas, and then the Pasuk concludes. Achas Bashana. So I have two miyutim that are limiting the chiyuv of chukas oilam, and I darshin chad lemute big day love mi bachutz the chad lemute big day zohav. So I say that chukas oilam has two miyutim, and I use the two miyutim for those things that should be less ma'akev. So one is the Big Day Zov, which is not ma'akev the Seder, and the other is even the Big Day Lovin, but if it's Bechutz, it's not ma'akev the Seder. So what are we left with? That Chukas Oilam goes only on one thing, which is Big Day Lovin, which are used Bifnim. This is how Rav Yehuda will darshan the pasuk. V'Rav Nechemya. How does Rav Nechemya darshan it? What does he do with the two miyutim? So he says, Chad Lemute Big Day Zov. He agrees with Rav Yehuda that Big Day Zov are not Ma'akev. But the other Miyut, Chad Lemute Shirayim Deloy Ma'akve, he says that the other Miyut is on one Avoda, which is done by Big Day Lovin, which according to the opinion of Rav Nechemya is not Ma'akev. And that is pouring the Shirayim on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. That is not Ma'akev. Memela, let's say someone did it Shaloi Keseder. He did an avoida before the shirayim, which should have come after the shirayim, since the shirayim in total is not ma'akev. Let's say the Kohen Gadol wouldn't have done the shricha shirayim at all, it would not be ma'akev. So there's no chesaron if it wasn't done keseder, because it's not worse than not doing it at all. So in our marshal, that avoida C preceded B, which B in this case would be the Shvicha Shirayim, so considered as if B didn't exist at all, and there's no problem, because according to Rav Nechemya's opinion, the Shvicha Shirayim are not Ma'akev, so the Seder obviously is not Ma'akev as well. So therefore, that's what Rav Nechemya uses the two miyutim for. Memeila Chukas Oilam remains both for Big Day Lov and Bifnim, and Big Day Lovin B'chutz. The only thing we're memayit is Big Day Zov and one avoda of Big Day Lovin, which is Shvicha Shirayim, which according to Rabbi Nechemya is never ma'akev. What does Rabbi Yehuda respond to Rabbi Nechemya? Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like this. He says, Mamanavshav, I ma'akvi ma'akvi, vi loy ma'akvi loy ma'akvi. If you consider that this is an avoda in Big Day Lovin, and what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say, I consider that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev. So Shvicha Shirayim is not worse than any other avoda that's done with Big Day Lovin. You cannot separate the two. Reb Nechemya has the ability to separate the two because he holds in general Shricha Shram is not Me'akev. But I, who hold Shricha Shram, is Me'akev. So if I learn out from the Pasuk that anything that's done in Big Day Lovin is Me'akev, so then I have to include Shricha Shram as well. The Eloi Me'akvi. Loi ma'akvi, and if they're not, if you're going to tell me that I have a miut, that big day loven that are done b'chutz is nismayit from chukas oilam, then I can't separate. I have to include in that miut as well shvicha shrayim. Shvicha shrayim is no different than any other of the avodas that are done b'fnim. And since I am using a miut for big day loven anasim b'chutz, that they are not included in the Chukas Olam, Hua Din Shvicha Shrayim, which normally, according to my Shita, is Ma'akev, but now I have a Miut that it falls into the general category of Big Day Lovin and Nasim B'chutz, which I have a Miut that there's no Chukas Olam on. So Memela Reb Yehuda says you can't differentiate between one and the other. Kirisanya. Like we found in a Brisa. What are we going to prove from this Brisa? That Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, in fact, is that Shvicha Shrayim normally is Makiv. It's a regular one of the avodas of Big Day Lovin and Anasim B'chutz, which are normally Ma'akev. And therefore, if I have a Miut, we're going to say that that Miut will go on all Big Day Lovin Anasim B'chutz. We cannot separate Shvicha Shrayim from the other Big Day Lovin. Kedisani, we learned this fact in a Brisa. The Pasuk says, V'chilo mechaper es ha-kodesh, that after the dam is applied in the Kodesh with all the hazois, then there is a proper kapara. So Rabbi Kiva darshens it from the last word backwards. Im kiper kila, v'im loy kiper loy kila. Divi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is darshening the Pasuk that if you went through the hazois and you did all of them, you did all those hazois that bring about kapara, then kila, then you have fulfilled what you are obligated to do, and the kapara, which is the goal of what the Kohen Gadol is doing, has been affected positively. But v'im loy kiper, but if you did not apply all the hazois, so loy kila, you didn't finish the avoda of kapara, and memela, there is no kapara, divi Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Kiva, "Mipnei ma loy nemar." What do you have to learn it backwards? Learn it straightforward, as the pasuk says, "V'chila mechaper." Why don't we learn im kila keeper? If you finished all the azoys, it's mechaper. V'im loy kila loy keeper. And if you didn't finish all the azoys, you're not mechaper. She'im chiser achas mina matanos le'asav le'klum. Because if in fact you were missing one of the matanos on the Mizbeach Hazov, so in fact you did nothing. Both of these sheet is according to this pshat. Let's continue the Gemara for a second. Vamrina Mai Benayu, and the Gemara says we learned the Masechta Zvachim. What is the chiluk between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? One learned Kila first and Keeper second, and one learned Keeper first and Kila second. But basically, it sounds like the same thing. It's coming out that you have to do all the Matnas Dam on the Mizbeach Hazov in order to receive Kapora. You have to do the Azois, you have to do the Matnas Dam to receive Kapora. If one is missing, as opposed to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, where if you didn't have all the Matnas Dam, it's not Ma'akev, but in the Mizbeach HaZov, it is Ma'akev. So both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda are saying the exact same thing. So if Amrina Mai Ben now, what's the chilek between them? And we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Gemara in Zvachim. Chad Amr Mashmoz Darshanik Ben now. One says that it's really no chilek la'alocha. Both of them will agree, Negei Ar Sugi here, of Shvicha Shrayim, that Shvicha Shrayim is not Ma'akiv. And there is no Machlokes in Halacha. It's just a way of darshaning the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda feels that his way of darshaning the Pasuk is stronger than Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, if you're going to start from the second word first, and you're going to learn Im Kiper Kila, if he received Kapora, he did the matnas that affect Kapora Kila, he finished the whole Kapora process, maybe I could entertain the thought, maybe it's the same like Mizbeach HaChitzon, where all you need is one matana. So, but the way Rabbi Yehuda is learning it, It's very strong. In Kila Keeper, as the Pasuk says, you got to finish everything. You have to do all the matanas. You can't just start one matana. You have to do the whole set. So Rabbi Yehuda saying to Rabbi Akiva, we have no disagreement in halacha, but I like my way of darshaning the Pasuk better because it's clearer, as Rabbi Yehuda said, Shem chiser achas min matanas le'asav le'klum. You agree to that halacha, but the way you're learning it, that outcome is not so clear. Someone might mistakenly think, of a chiper, I did one of the matanas, it's good enough. No, my pshat says it clear. Kila, you got to do all the matanas. You do all the matanas, then you receive kapora. So there's no machlokes halacha according to this pshat. But one of these, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of them in Masechet Zvachim says, no, there is enough gemina halacha. V'chado amar shirayim ma'akvik b'nai. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva is not just in how to darshan the pasuk, the machlokes is in halacha. And halacha is shirayim ma'akiv or not ma'akiv? As Rashi explains, let's learn the Rashi together. Shirai ma'akvi ikke b'nayu, a few lines further down in the Gemara than we are right now, says Rashi, Rabbi Kiva saw Shiraim loy ma'akvi. Rabbi Kiva holds Shiraim are not ma'akvi. V'hachi kamar. This is how Rabbi Kiva darshes the pasuk. Im keeper ikker hamatonois kilo. If you apply the main matonis on each of the corners of the mizbeach, then you have fulfilled your requirement. You don't have to go to the end to pour out the shirayim, the leftover of the dump. Even if you didn't do that, it's enough for chiper. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar Ma'akvi, that shricha shirayim is ma'akvi, achi kamar. And this is how he darshens the pasuk. Im kila ha'koil, as keeper. You have to finish everything, not only the matanis on the corners of the mizbeach, but you have to do the shrichas shirayim to the yisoid also. V'imloi, and here the Bach puts in the word kila, not keeper. V'imloi kila hakoil, and if you didn't finish everything, you have to go till the end. Eina kapor shal matanis kapor, the kapor of matanis is not considered a kapora. So according to this pshat, there is in fact a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva, and the machlokes is whether shrayim are ma'akev or not. Rav Yehuda's sheet is the shrayim ma'akve. Memela, that's what the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, kiddush sanya. We see from this brice that Rav Yehuda's sheet is shrayim ma'akve. Memela, back to our sugya before, the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemia. Rav Yehuda says to Rav Nechemia, I don't have the luxury to separate and say there's an exception for the seder of shirayim, because I hold shirayim is just like any other avoda of Big Day Lovin. And if I'm going to use a miut for all of the Big Day Lovin, it's going to include shirayim. I can't distinguish between one and the other. You can distinguish because you hold shirayim is not ma'akev. So you could say the other Big Day Lovin is ma'akev, and shirayim is never ma'akev. So for certainly the seder is not ma'akev, but according to me, that shrine is always ma'akev. It's no different than any other one of the big the avoid is done in the Big Day Lovin bechutz. And since I have a miut that it's not ma'akev, nothing is ma'akev. Shrayim is not ma'akev. All the other avodas bechutz in the Big Day Lovin are not ma'akev. The only thing is that's ma'akev where we say chukas olam is Big Day Lovin hanasim bifnim. And now the Gemara asks, it comes out from the sugya before, that Rav Nechemia, who says that chukas olam applies both to Big Day Lovin bifnim and Big Day Lovin bechutz, what does he use the two miyutim for? One is Big Day Zov, and one is Shricha Shrayim, which is never ma'akev. Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan Achi. Did Rabbi Yochanan, at the beginning of our sugya, who was explaining how Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemia darshan the pasuk of Achas and Chukas Olam, did Rabbi Yochanan in fact say that that's a machlokes? Because it'll come out the way the Gemara related to us, that Rav Nechemia holds Shvicha Shrayim is not ma'akev. We have a beferish Gemara in Zvachim where Rabbi Yochanan himself says Aliba de Rav Nechemia that Shvicha Shrayim is ma'akvi, and that is Nageya the sugya in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, as Rashi brings down the first wide line at the bottom, that Tana Rav Nechemia Kedivri Aymer Shrayim ma'akvi de Ka'amer Rav Nechemia. Because Rav Nechemia holds that if the Shricha Shrayim was done outside, this means outside of the Azara, outside of the whole of the whole Azorah and the Harabais, the whole edifice there. It was not outside of the Heichel, but here Bechutz means outside even of the Azorah. So then there's a shail of doing avoida Bechutz. And if a person does any avoda which should have been done inside the Azorah or the Heichel, then there's a chiyuv koras. As Rashi continues, Chayiv alma avoyde hein b'fnim v'karinim buvel pesach oil moed lo yivienu v'nichras. There's a halacha that any avoda that has to be done inside the pesach oil moed, if it was done b'chutz, there's a chiyuv koras, and that's tali, is the item that you're doing b'chutz considered an avoda or not? And Rav Nechemya says over there that shvicha shirayim that was done b'chutz is chayiv koras. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan says over there. It's a raya that Rabbi Nechemya holds that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev. And since it's Ma'akev, a person's Chayv Koros for doing it b'chutz. So Rabbi Yochanan himself in Masech Dezvachim, back to the Gemara, Vomer Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya, Kedivrei Ho'oy Mishra Ma'akvi. If Rabbi Nechemya holds there is a void of schutz, Chayv Koros, then it must be that he holds that Shvicha Shirayim b'chutz, which your chayiv koras for, is ma'akev. Otherwise, there would be no chayiv b'chutz of koras. So there, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Nechemya that shvicha shirayim is ma'akvi. And over here, the way to Gemara concluded that Rabbi Nechemya uses one miyat for shvicha shirayim, which is not ma'akvi. Zok the Gemara kasha. That, in fact, is a difficulty in this pshat in the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, K'toyri shechofna karim shchitasi shapar. That normally the Seder is that the Kohen Gadol would shech the par, and then he would do the chafina for the Ketores. What happens if he did the chafina for the Ketores before shechit of the par? Lo yosev lo klom. Then he has to repeat, after he shechts the par, he has to repeat the chafina sakatoris again, because the shechit of the par was ma'akev, and it was necessary to have the shechit of the par in the order before the chafin of the guitar. Since he did it out of order, he has to do it over again. Kiman, who's this going like? L'chayru, this is going like Rab Nechemya and the like Rab Yehuda. It's not going like Rab Yehuda. Why? The E Rab Yehuda, if it's a going according to Rab Yehuda, Amar kik siva chuka, bidvor manasim, bibig de love me bifnimurich siva. Rab Yehuda says that we have two miyutim on chukas olam, and we only have one item where chukas olam applies, and that is avoid the bibig de love and bifnim. And here, the shechita and the chafina of the ketores is the big day loving, but it's b'chutz. So bishlam, according to Rabbi Nechemya, it's ma'akev. But according to Yehuda, l'charid halach is it's not ma'akev, if it's not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara answers, afilatayim Rabbi Yehuda. This particular halacha can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned on Rashi on Amud Aleph, tzayrich pnim kifnim, Rabbi Yehuda's moida, that an avoida that was done b'chutz, but its purpose is for later, for an avoida's pnim, because we're going to have to take that dumb and apply it inside the Kodesh Kadosh. We're going to have to take that Ketores and burn it on the Gecholim inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tzarech Pnim Kifnim, and the Mela, the Halacha of Dvar Manasim, the Big Day Love and Bifnim would apply even though this is an Avoidas Chut. So on this Prat, Rabbi Yehuda is maskim to Rabbi Nechemya that it is ma'akev, even though it is b'chutz. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, imach loy gomar matonoy shebifnim nishvach adam, that what happens if he was doing the eight hazois in the Kodesh Kedoshim and the blood spilled out? So the halacha is yavi dam acher, he has to bring other dam. So the Gemara asks, and then the Mishnah continues, v'yachser v'yazeh b'tchilah mibifnim. He has to start, according to the Tanakhama, who argues on Rab Lazar and Rab Shimon, he has to begin from that set all over again. V'im isa. And if we're going to say that the halacha is that chafina, which was done before shechita sapar, is ma'akiv, and it has to be done over again, so yachser v'yichboy miboylei. So what's coming out? It says in the Mishnah, he has to bring damacher, which means he has to shech the par again. But he's already brought the ketores. If he's already brought the Ketoris, you just told me that if Ketoris is brought before Shechitas Apar, it has to be done over. So why didn't the Mishnah say he should bring Dam Acher and he should also do the Chafina over? He should Shecht and he should do the Chafina over. It just says he has to bring Dam Acher. It doesn't say anything about the Chafina. It's Mashma that the Chafina, that the, it's not Ma'akev. Since it was done B'chutz, it's not Ma'akev. More answers as we turn to Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. B'Ketoris Loi Kamairi. Ein Echanami, as Rashi says here, you have to do the Ketoris over again. But the Mishnah is not speaking about the Ketoris. And in fact, if we're Medayik in the Lashna Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Yavi Dam Acher. All the Mishnah tells us to do is bring other Dam. How do you bring other Dam? All the Dam spilled out. I have no Shirayim left to bring Dam from. Teretz is, I'm going to have to Shecht the Par and bring new Dam. So why, it doesn't even speak about the Maisa Shechita. The Mishnah just focuses on one Prut, and that is, bring other Dam. It doesn't even tell you to Shecht. We understand, you have to Shecht. And the Gemara is saying now that we also understand you have to do the Ketoris over because it's like a Seder. But the Mishnah is not speaking about it. The Mishnah is focusing on one specific brat. Bring other Dam. The Ritva points out that in the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says if the Dam spilled in the Hazois of the Heichol, he also has to bring other Dam. He also has to Shecht the Par. But will we say over there that he also has to do the Chafina again? The answer is no. Since the Chafina was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there it was done properly in the right sequence after the Shechitas Apar, so then of course, says the Ritva, that will be not necessary to bring another Chafina Sektoris, but if it spilled in the middle of the set of which was done in the Heichol, so he needs other Dam, so he's going to have to Shecht another Par, but that does not affect the Maisa Chafina in that situation, because that was done properly. Omar Ula says, Ula, Sor Sheshecht Kaidem Matan Dam Eshal Par. What happens if he Shechted the Sor before the Matan Dam of the Par? Normally, he would Shecht the Par, he would apply the Dam of the Par, and then he would Shecht the Sor and apply the Dam of the Sor. He shechted the par, but instead of applying the dam of the par, he first shechted the sawyer. What is the halacha? Lo yosav lo klum. So he has done nothing. When he advanced, the shechitas ha-sawyer is not effective. It had to come after the matan dam of the par, and it didn't, and therefore he has to shecht a new sawyer. The Gemara asked, none. We learned in our Mishnah. Higdim dam ha-sawyer le dam ha-par. This was the first case in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah was giving a mashal when things are done not in the correct sequence, if he was magdim the dam asor before the dam apar. And Rashi says here, kos al kedat the Gemara's havamina was, that what does it mean he was magdim the dam asor le dam apar? Is speaking about the hazois hadam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what he did was, he was magdim the dam asor. How was he magdim the Hazois of the Dam Hasor before the Dam Apar? Obviously, he had to first shecht the Sawyer. So let's say he shechted the Par, then he shechted the Sawyer, then he did the Hazois of the Dam Hasor before he did the Hazois of the Dam Apar. But actually, not only is he doing the Hazois of the Sawyer before the Dam Apar, he's doing the Shechit of the Sawyer before the Dam Apar. And what does the Mishnah tell us to do? Yachzer v'yazem midam asor achr dam apar. So the hazor of the dam asor is ineffective. It was not done in the correct sequence. And what he has to do, he has to be mazeh the dam asor again after he's mazeh the dam apar. But 1 second, ask the Gemara. Ve'im isen, if Ula is correct, that sor sheshachtoi koydem matan dam eshal par is yach, that he has to loyasav loyklum, and he has to shecht the sor all over again. So the Mishnah should have said yachzer v'yishchet meboyalei. The Mishnah should have said not only yachzer v'yazem idam asor achadam apar, that he should apply the dam asor after he has applied the dam apar. No, the Mishnah should have said he should shecht all over again, because the shechitu was not good. It was not in the right sequence, and he should shecht and he should apply, but not just apply. What about Shechita? Tirgama Ula gave an answer, b'matne shebeheichol. V'cheinu m'rab efes, b'matne shebeheichol. So Ula is saying that you made a mistake here in what the case is. The case of Higdim Damasor Damapar is not speaking where it was Magdim Damasor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That he did in order. He shechted the par and he did the Matnas Dam of the par. He shechted the sword, he did the Matnas Dam of the sword. His mistake was when he went out into the Heichal, there he was kept on being Mazeh the Damasor instead of first going back to get the Damapar. So if that's what he did, so the halach is that the application of the Damasor is ineffective. It was not done in the correct sequence. And the Mishnah says, Yachzer v'yazum midamasor, achadamapar. But we don't have to speak about Shechita here, because the Shechita concerning the votus that were done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was all done in the correct sequence. And therefore, it is not necessary for him to do anything else except apply the Damasor after applying the Damapar. So two ha'oras as we conclude this year. If it is correct what Ullah is saying, that this case of the Mishnah is speaking about the avodos that were done in the Heichal, so it would come out that our Mishnah at the end of the sugya here is going according to Rabbi Nechemya. We had a machlokes in our sugya between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, whether the avodos of Bigdei Lavan that were done b'chutz in the Heichal, whether the Seder's makiv or not, according to this final pshat in the case case in our Mishnah, it would come out that we're speaking about Matanah Shebeheichol, and the Seder is Ma'akev. This is the first case of our Mishnah. The Seder is Ma'akev, and we're speaking of Avodah Shebeheichol. Whose sheet is that? That's a sheet of Rav Nechemya, who says that Big Day Love and Nasa B'chutz, the Seder is also Ma'akev. It would not be, according to Rav Yehuda, who says that it is not Ma'akev. And the final point is made here by the Bach. The Bach asks a seemingly strong question. Why does the Gemara have to say it's speaking about Matanah Shebeheichol? Why doesn't the Gemara give a similar answer to what the Gemara gave before? The Gemara on the first words of our Amid says, B'ktairis like a Myri. So the Gemara could have given the same answer here, B'shchita like a Myri. All we're interested in is in the Dam. We're not going into the Shchita. On that, the Rebach says a beautiful teretz. If you'll notice, the Lashon of the first case of our Mishnah is different than the second case in our Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah, the Lashon is Yachzer v'yazem idamasor achar damapar. All the Mishnah speaks about is sprinkling the damasor after the damapar. In the second case of the Mishnah, of Nishvach Adam, there the Lashon is, as we have on the Samach Amud Beis, the second last line, Yavi damachar. He has to bring totally other blood. Why did the Mishnah change the Lashon? The answer is because the Gemara understood that when there's Shvichas Adam, there Bal Korchach, you have to shech the new par and bring new dam, yavi dam acher, other blood, which means you have to shech the new par and bring other dam, new dam. However, in the first case in our Mishnah, the Lashon is different. The Lashon is Yachzer v'yazem idam hasor acher dam par. It's not a dam sor acher. You have dam there. You have shirayim left. It's not a case of nishbach. And the problem is not in the Maisa Shechita. That's why the Gemara didn't answer b'shechita like hamayri. The Gemara understood from the wording of this first case in the Mishnah that we're talking about a case that has nothing to do with the Shechita. The Shechita is perfect. You did everything in the correct sequence. Negeah the avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Your problem was when you got to the Heichal after the Shechita. And that's why the Lashon of the Mishnah is Yachzer v'yazem idam asor. You have Shirayim from the Damasoyer, and you take that same Damasoyer without shechting a new, it's not Dam Acher, and that very same Damasoyer is applied. That's why the Gemara understood that it's Matanah Shebeheichol, that was Ullah's Teretz, it's Matanah Shebeheichol, and not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Einech Hanami, we see, according to Maskan of the Gemara, that our Sugya concludes, like Rabbi Nechemya, that the Avodas HaHeichol, Nasim Big Day Lovin, even in Bechutz, is also Mi'akev, and that's why you have to bring other dam of Hasor, you have to bring dam Hasor of the Shirayim, and now apply those again, since you did it, Shaloi Keseder.